Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
We realized the other day that every one of us on the show has a word that we don't like to pass our lips. It troubles us to say certain words out loud. Mm-hmm. And it came to light when, and because our jobs are so weird, we did the topic the other day. Tell us your story that ends with, and then there was a fart. And we realized a couple minutes into the segment that Jen was refusing to say the word fart because it was a bad word in her house growing up.
Yeah, it was just a bad word growing up, and it's so gross. I can't say it. I have to say toot. I don't know. I just can't say it. I hate that word. It's just so gross.
We talked like that came up like off the air. Like, we're like, oh my God, I can't believe you have a word that you can't say, blah, blah, blah. And then I realized that I cannot say the word period when it involves a woman.
You just can't do it.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Nope. Now, there's no reason for me really to ever have to say that. But like, let's say there was a situation where Callie and I, it makes me uncomfortable just saying it. But like, I'll have to, when Callie and I decide to start a family, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's an indicator of how well that stuff's going. So like, I might at some point during
you
that
start, what would you say? Your cycle.
I'd be really immature about it. It's the monster visiting. I don't know. I'd just go juvenile, but I can't say that word as it pertains to a woman.
I think everybody's got one of these.
Well, then JP said that his fiance Heidi will not say the word tampon.
Spampon. I just kind of like mumble it. Her dad went to go pick her up some equipment one day, and she walks into like her dad walks into like a CVS or something, and is like, "Excuse me, where are your hamburgers and hot dogs?" And they're like, "Well, we don't have those here." He's like, "No, your hamburgers and hot dogs." Like, for
that was their code word
that
for
was their code
tampons,
for pads, and yes, the word that you just said, tampons.
So you can't say it either.
You can't say it either.
I can say it. I just don't like to. I gotta go.
I think that's sweet, so though, that her dad went to go get them for her.
So what? Why can he not say it? Is it just a thing? He just uncomfortable? Same as
awkward dad, uncomfortable. Yeah,
got it. And that extends to her?
Yeah. He passed it down on to her.
Deanna in Braselton, welcome to the show.
Hey.
Hey. What is the word that you cannot say?
Okay, I'm gagging just thinking about it, but I cannot say or hear the word M-O-I-S-T. I literally gag every time.
You're not the only person who has that issue. Like that.
That's it.
It's a pretty grotesque word if you think about it.
It is.
But a lot of times in cooking, you'll use the word, you know, like moist muffins.
Stop.
You want to make sure that your cakes are nice and moist. You don't want them to be dried out.
But like that's, but that's using it in the proper way. Like, I think it gets a bad term when you, like, let's say you're on a road trip during the summer,
don't
right?
Say it.
Right?
Don't say it.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And you're sitting on like leather seats or vinyl seats, and all of a sudden your butt, your junk is all moist. All right.
Is condensation better? Can we say condensation?
Yes, that's fine.
So how would you describe if somebody made you cupcakes and they're like, "Hey, how are they? Are they too dry?"
I would just say that they're perfect.
You could say they're spongy.
Yeah, they're nice. They're good.
But the thought of something moist being in your mouth is not.
No. No.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you hate me right now?
Like a 9.
Okay.
then, the show, so I can't do it. Give it a 10.
All right. Okay. We'll let you go then.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you guys.
That's a completely, by the way, very common word. Like that.
Moist.
That, yes. People. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people who have issues with moist.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.